Well, my much-loved YouTube family, it is Saturday, the 21st of March at 12:30 a.m., and I have a beautiful message for you tonight from the Lord, one that you can really sink your teeth into and that is going to bring you great joy. This time with the Lord tonight began with dancing with him to a song by Terry McAlmon called Praise Him. It's a really beautiful song. I'm going to put it at the end of this message. And we danced, and we danced, and we danced. The Lord was wearing formal military attire, the kind of attire they wear at balls, you know, with the shoulder ornaments and the sword and the banner across his chest, and was all white. And he was just absolutely breathtaking. Is all I can say. Oh, we danced and danced and danced just to this one song. It's so beautiful. The song is so anointed, and the singers are very anointed. And you'll see that as I play it for you. I think more than anything else, I'd love for you to experience the joy that I experienced. But I put all that aside and I said, "Please, my King, what do you want me to tell our children?" And he began, "Tell them I'm coming for them, and they will never know the kind of love I have for them until they are on this dance floor in heaven with me. In the meantime, I would like them to make practice runs. Simply go to the holy place of your imagination and visualize a grand ballroom with me standing there in full formal military attire saying, 'May I have this dance?' Bowing before you, I take your hand in mine and gently hold you as we begin to gracefully waltz around the floor. No matter that on earth you could not dance, here in my arms it is second nature to you as we glide along. No matter that you are a man on earth, for these moments in heaven, you are my bride. As you settle into this gentle place with me, our eyes meet and you begin to feel a fleeting wave of admiration coming from my eyes. Being shy, you dare not look into my eyes for very long yet. But as the evening wears on, our eyes meet more and more until we are both gazing into one another's eyes, drinking from the deep pools of celestial love for one another. You are now beginning to recognize that I am thoroughly enthralled by you, my priceless creation, and your eyes mirror back to me the profound love that is only now beginning to surface between us. Everything that you've ever sensed or expected about being in love is now blossoming forth into reality, and your relationship with no one less than your God and Creator. Breathlessly, we drink in the growing joy between us until you are completely at home in my arms, and all your fears, apprehensions, and self-consciousness is totally a thing of the past. Round and round and round we dance until we are completely inebriated in one another. I lead you out to the rose garden, and we sit on the wine-colored velvet love seat, your sweet head resting against my chest and my chin resting in your hair, our eyes closed in blissful satisfaction. From this place, no words are necessary. I have totally captured your love, and you have likewise totally captivated me. We are one. Please, my brides, the day is coming. It is soon approaching. I wish for you to practice yielding to me on the dance floor in preparation for that crowning moment in our lives together. Stay in this place. drink in my most intimate appreciation and love for you. Absorb it until everything that has kept us apart is gone from your mind forever. And I want to read the scripture to you before we go into the song. I delight greatly in the Lord. My soul rejoices in my God. For he has clothed me with garments of salvation and arrayed me in a robe of his righteousness. As a bridegroom adorns his head like a priest, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels, I will bestow on you a crown of beauty and the oil of joy. You shall wear a garment of praise, for as a young man marries a virgin, so will I marry you. As the bridegroom rejoices over his bride, so do I rejoice over you.
Tonight we come boldly before